Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
He has been listened to by over 100 people.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Jake Pentland Show. I'm just going to shut that off. Joined, as always, by my dear friend Eli. Say hello.
Hello.
You sound kind of low.
And far away.
Yeah, that's better. And Jen, of course, my dear friend Jen.
Hi, everybody.
There's a couple callers, Eli.
All right.
Or are you giving news first?
Well,
one of you. Just one of you screen. I don't care. Just flip a coin. Just somebody grab
it. I'll do it.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
I don't know why that song's playing. That was supposed to be the outro. Anyway, welcome back. Did you have a good week, Jen?
I mean, my weeks are just all about food right now. So, yeah, it's all right. I can't figure out what to eat ever, and it just sucks. So other than that, it's been great.
So you're 9 months pregnant today, I saw.
I am, 9 months, 36 weeks.
So you're gonna pop out your baby in what, 13 days?
Is that it? I don't know.
What's your C-section date?
It's 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
So actually 10 or 11 days.
Yeah. No,
it's
last day of September, is it?
Yeah. Well, you're right.
No, it's the 22nd.
I told you, I've been out of it this week. I want to just explain this real quick in case I'm off today. I had a crazy week. I don't want to get into too much details because it's, you know, cryptic and private. But I'll just say I pretty much lost my mind the last 3 or 4 days. I've been sort of drifting back in the astral plane and the cosmos. So I'm a little off. I have no idea what day it is. I'm back. But just bear with me if I if I think it's the last day of September. Because it's not. But Jenny, or Jen, you have...
You put Jenny under my name.
That's what confused me. Well, we have Jenny Mullen calling in, and then, of course, my sister, Jenny, and then you, Jen. So, again, I'm out of it a little bit. But you're having your C-section in, what, 18 days then?
Yeah, so okay. I have three more Saturdays.
Three more shows.
And then Michael Fishman is going to sit in for me on that one day. I can only take one day off.
You can take more than that if you want.
No, I mean, I can only take one day off. That's all I can handle.
Oh, gotcha, because you miss me so much.
Yeah, no, because I just can't let you ruin yourself.
okay. So we got three more, and then Fishman. So is Fishman, did he join the uncensored? Well, now they're uncensored. Is he on that all week?
Yeah, he's on there every day.
How come no one told me?
I mean, it was all over Twitter. That's where we find out everything, right?
I haven't really been on Twitter lately.
Oh. No, it's been a couple weeks, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. I don't read anyone that I follow. I pretty much just go to my ads and mentions and see who's enjoyed what I've said, and then I hit and run. I don't really care to read anything that has anything to do with anyone but me. So I didn't see it. But, yeah, last thing, and then we'll get in the news. So Unscripted Radio, which was Mike and Jeff a long time ago, who brought me here, they had a falling out. Mike is no longer part of the family. And I think he took unscriptedradio.com with him. So I've been getting a lot of tweets the last couple weeks about how nobody can find my show and the links are gone and iTunes. And it's been weird because I've been bringing in more and more followers with every anti-Romney tweet that I make. I'm getting a lot of angry Republicans, but there's really nowhere for them to go. So we're going to get it figured out. Unscripted is now uncensored. Jeffrey said yesterday that the link is good, although I was not able to find it. My website's also being developed, but it is not done. So just, you know, we'll get it online the next couple of weeks. It's just they're falling out. They're spat, as you will. They're two gay guys. You know how they fight. They fight like women. Their spat sort of blew everything up. So if you're tuning in for the first time, we'll get it under control. With that said, I'm happy that Michael Fishman's on that show. Because he's
pretty
darn
good.
Yeah.
I called in last night, actually, to tell them we had Jenny Mullen on today, and it's nice. He's there all the time. All the people that want to stalk him can just call any night of the week.
He got a little pissy with me earlier in the week, I noticed, over Brody. I was kind of ignoring it. I hope he calls in today to defend himself. Because,
who, Brody or...
No, Brody's, you know, we all know Brody. But Fishman, I think, sort of alluded that I... what's the word I'm looking for?
Enabled him.
Enabled that little kid, which I do. I admit it. You know, I think he's funny. I love crazy people. I think everyone knows that by now. So I know that Brody says horribly mean and offensive things about Michael Fishman and my sister, just like Rob. I got in a lot of trouble for Rob Saul when he snapped at you and my sister. But again, you know, Twitter is not a normal means of communication. It's not like Skyping or Facebook or, you know, having coffee with a friend. Twitter is like the old West. And people are really screwed up on Twitter, myself included. And everybody pretty much wants to insult and fight for the most part. And then you got your other half that want to tell jokes. And then you've got your few select that try and retweet, you know, crap that Dalai Lama says. And they want to feel like they're doing something positive. But for the most part, Twitter's full of a lot of crazy people. And I've always found it best not to get involved with the crazy people. Let the stuff sort of roll off, almost be zen with it. Because most of the time, when you tweet something, you're going to get probably 10 people calling you a fucking idiot. I mean, I get that probably twice a day. I usually retweet them. But that's just the means of communication. So I've always been trying to tell Fishman, or you, Jen, because you got mad at me. You had a little tiff with me not too long ago that I didn't back you up. And Rob Saul and all these things. People are fucking nuts on Twitter. So you just can't really engage. You can't really get it personal, take it personal, get your feelings hurt. Or you're going to be stuck in that. So that's why I don't engage. But I think Fishman felt as if I was a part of the problem. So I was a little pissy at him. I don't know if it came through.
Well.
Thank you. You're welcome to call in, Michael Fishman, and defend yourself.
I love Fishman. He's given me lots of good advice on Twitter, which is funny. That's how I met all of you guys. But, you know, you saw a little bit of it, but my son's been getting pushed around at school by some kind of like a big, fat, special needs boy. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's reliving my childhood.
He's reliving your current life, too. Like, I'm sure
and my current life.
A big, fat, special needs guy. But anyway, go ahead.
He's actually a really smart guy. He's more like Asperger-type special. So anyway, this kid just keeps bugging my little Cooper, my Mini Cooper, and... You know, I had to talk with him, and Michael gave me the right words to say, which I really liked, where if you keep doing this to me, I'm going to have to defend myself, because Michael was picked on a lot. So he told him, if you push me again, I'm going to have to defend myself, and he did. So Cooper punched him in his stomach, and kids started to cry, and my son got sent to the principal's office, and so did I. So.
And what happened? Because remember, we had a caller here not too long ago. That kid, yeah, we're very happy, I should say. For those of you, again, that are new, this is a subject near and dear to my heart because I think most kids are being raised as giant vaginas right now. And with the attachment parenting movement and all that kind of crap, so many kids are taught to talk things out and go talk to the bully and all the stuff. And I've always said sometimes you've got to kick – thank you, Eli. Sometimes you got to kick the bully in the face. And, of course, I got in a lot of trouble for it. So Jen was one of those people, if I'm not mistaken, who was a little upset with my advice. And I want to say I'm very proud of you, how far you've come.
Thank you, thank you. No, you know, it was a huge, I can't even explain. I think I tweeted it even, like, I think I smiled through the whole time talking to the principal because I was like, oh, what a relief. My kid's not going to be pushed around, you know, and if he is, he's going to do something about it. And, you know, she wasn't sure that he was defending himself was part of the problem. So, you know, but he just kept getting pushed. It just wasn't over and over in the same moment. He was getting pushed, and then the kid would go back in line getting pushed. So after the last one, when he said it, he went and just punched him, and I was okay with it. And so was his dad, who's a police officer. So we were good with
it. So did Coop get, is he suspended or in trouble? Or?
No, just if it happens again in that way. I mean, she said the same thing. I know we don't want to raise our children to be victims, but there's a fine line between when you're defending yourself or when you can get away safely and get help. But he was just done being pushed, and I had just given him permission to – I said punch him in the face.
Nice.
I mean, honestly.
God's
I was sick of it. Well, the kid, I watched it happen a few times, so –
Are you
kick him in the balls? Kick him in the balls so people.
No, you know,
breathe.
I said anything except private parts because I just
smart.
I don't know. It just seems I don't want to ruin his whole. Well, I don't know. He's Asperger's, maybe.
I was gonna say you want Asperger's
you don't want
to breathe.
You don't want them to breathe. You don't
yeah.
want them to breathe.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, do the world a favor and take care of the Asperger kids.
Yeah, so like that.
So
that's our.
Genitals
kicks.
I do think I think you've come a long way, and I do think I'm going to take some credit for it. Actually, whether you give me the proper props, I'm going to take some. But I'm going to give you this
no,
one
it,
chance.
It
Jen.
Started back then, Jake. I'll give you the props. It started back then when I tried to let him play with guns. I mean, my husband should be your best friend because these are the things he wanted him to be able to do, but trusted me that I knew what was better for child development.
Right.
And so, yeah, now my kids shoot each other with things and fight people. And thanks, Jake.
Now my kids are punching retarded people. Thanks, Jake. But, hey, again, you know, I'll say it one last time. Cooper, you were smiling because you had it right. He's not going to get pushed around anymore. That is true. I mean, granted, there's, you know, he's young. You don't know how his life's going to turn out. But that kid... By punching that bully, especially retarded or not, by punching him in the stomach, he's basically saying, this is my line. And now everyone's been alerted around him at that school. And
right.
It's like they say your first day of prison, the people that have survived prison, they always say one thing when they get back. They're like, did you get butt raped? And they're like, no. How did you not get butt raped? And they say, very simple. The first day I went and found the biggest guy, and I punched him in the face. And then everyone left me alone after that. And that's just the law of the wild. That's how it works. And I'm so happy because now Coop... He can literally go to bed confident every night. He's not going to have nightmares about this kid pushing him. In fact, the kid that he punched in the stomach will most likely be having nightmares about him. And if he did it right, if he punched him hard enough, that Asperger-y kid, he might think twice about picking on anyone else. He might have prevented a lot of kids from getting picked on. So
he
way to go.
Saved part of that world. You're right.
So wait, one punch at a time. But anyway, I'm proud, and I hope that, you know, I think
but the words Michael gave me were very technical and a way that kept him out of getting in trouble at school and with the law and different things because I guess he had to fight a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's smart to say, you know, if you do it again, I'm going to, like, verbal warnings. That's very smart.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm so glad your son is now following in his mother's footsteps and picking on retards. With that said,
I never thought.
You're doing a great job, Jen. I do see that our guest, Jenny Mullen, is on the air, and I love talking about your kids. I really don't give a shit when we have an actual celebrity on. So, Jenny Mullen, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm really pissed off right now. I just broke my fucking iPhone again. So now, what is it? Yeah, well, it was a 4. But
the 5's not out yet.
Yeah, it is.
I thought everyone was getting it last night, no?
Yeah,
I thought they were reserving
it.
I thought they were ordering it, and it didn't come in.
Jen, just go in your quiet room for a second.
Okay.
No, they came out Friday
this
because if you could see lines miles long of nerds and hipsters parked out. So when that happens...
What I've been hearing, that everyone was waiting. But I'm upset because this is the second... You know, you only get 2 strikes with these phones before you have to, like, buy a new one. This is like if you buy the AppleCare, I guess, for $50, you can get your phone replaced.
Yeah, sure.
But my phone, I've only had it for, like, 2 months, and this is the second time it's been shattered.
How did you break it?
I was getting out of my car.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here to help you. How did you break it the first time?
My husband threw it to, like, protect it from getting wet. We were in the pool. And
so when you were getting in the car, what you were, let me guess, you were driving and tweeting probably, and you had it in your lap.
I had it in my lap, exactly, and I was checking the time to make sure I was getting, to a landline so that I could call you guys.
Right.
So basically it's your fault, to be honest.
Oh, it's broken
Jake
now.
Called.
That's
Jake,
why I'm calling.
You the 5 then.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to give you the 5. So you're welcome.
That sounds good. Thanks.
You know,
Thank
they have
you.
Those commercials.
I'm really happy this happened, actually.
Sometimes, Jenny Mullen, you have to take a step back to go forward. It's another cultism.
Yeah, I like that.
And the iPhone 5 apparently is super awesome because it's longer. So I guess that's the big
it's
thing.
It's longer, huh? That's
yeah.
the only difference?
It's longer and the camera's
the same.
A little better. Yeah, I believe it has 4G, but this is, you know, tech nerdy talk, not my thing. But I do
say... Right. Me neither, yeah. I just want something that, you know, that I can take pictures on.
Here's what you have.
That's all mine for. pictures, texting, and Twitter. That's all I need.
Right, exactly.
You know what you got to do? If you're going to tweet or text and drive, this is the thing. You've got to hold the phone at the top of the steering wheel as you tweet.
I like that.
And then
I
use your peripheral.
I actually took Twitter off my phone.
That's not smart. That's how cops will see you do it. Trust me.
I took Twitter off my phone because I was tweeting and driving, and I just don't trust myself.
I still have email, but
email's never as exciting, is it?
No, and they're too long, and they're long-winded, and, you know.
Yeah,
that's why
exactly.
I like Twitter. You know,
exactly.
There's that commercial where that one girl's talking about her sister that died. Tweeting or texting, she's like, here's the last, it's really sad.
Oh, yeah, and it's always like, what's up with you or something, the tweet.
Yeah,
it's
like,
something ridiculous.
Dot.
It's one word.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was, hey, ... and then arg, smash. Not
oh,
really.
Gosh, I hate that.
No, but it was something like, you know, like, hey, and I'm watching that commercial, I'm like, the dumb bitch doesn't know how to text and drive. I mean, that's why she's dead.
Oh, shit.
Right.
But now hearing you drop your phone... and you broke your phone, I'm starting to think, maybe I should...
Maybe I don't know how to text and drive.
Well, maybe, no, I'm thinking, and that's happened to me close, because I've had it on the lap when a cop drive by.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
right.
What I'm trying to say is I think I'm more against tweeting and texting and driving out of fear of breaking my phone than I am of anyone dying.
Oh, my God. I'm probably more dangerous when I'm eating and driving, because as soon as I pick up takeout, I need to get into it immediately. I don't have the patience to wait till I'm at my house.
Of course.
So I feel like that's gotten me in more trouble than anything.
Having
that
kids
activity.
And driving is probably the most dangerous. Having kids in your car while you drive.
Oh, I could see that.
They throw shit at the back of my head, so it's way
safer. What about three small 10-pound dogs sitting on my lap?
That's
that
pretty bad.
Oh my God.
I used to read the. This is terrible. I used to read the sports section of the LA Times while driving to work, because I used to live about 7 minutes from my office, and I would put the paper
on
the steering wheel. And I've been known to smoke a cigarette, drink, drive a stick shift, and text message all the same time.
There should be some sort of contest for this. We should try.
Multitasking while driving. There should really be a contest.
I would win. I would be whatever, your world champ. I just know it. And it bothers me that these idiots that aren't good at it are driving in telephone poles and killing people, because it ruins it for the rest of us that can do it.
They're actually skilled at it.
So I'm glad you're calling in. I just followed you on Twitter, I got to be honest.
I know. I was kind of pissed off about that.
I know.
That you hadn't been following me.
It's pretty tragic, but I can explain it. And I don't know if you were listening in the beginning. Here's the deal. I'm completely self-obsessed and narcissistic.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
If it isn't about me, I really don't care. And I also don't
I've
like
been tweeting about you, though.
What's that?
I've been tweeting about you.
Oh, well, then had I known that, I would
You'll have to go through my timeline and figure it out. Which
well, no, that's what
you.
I did, and you're hysterical. And that's the other thing. I don't like when people are funnier or more interesting than me on Twitter. I tend not to follow them.
Right, no, that's never a good thing.
No, and there are a lot of them. I mean, my sister Jenny, who you tweet with.
I like her. I didn't realize she was your sister.
Yeah. And she's never been funny. I've known her my whole life.
What?
You know, she's usually hulking in the corner, overeating. Or yelling at one of the children.
Oh, how funny. But online, she's funny. I've noticed that a lot, actually. The people
that
I've met in person.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you meet somebody that you only know on Twitter. Oh, thanks.
You are, because I did. I followed you this morning, and then I went through and read, and I was dying laughing, especially the diarrheal one about the free meal. are you funny in person? I mean, so far in this one, you've been funny.
Well, I like to think I am. It depends. It depends on what side, you know, if what side you're on of my, you know, my pranks.
Well,
my sister doesn't think that I'm funny because I'm sending her, you know, anonymous notes telling her she was molested as a child, you know.
Oh, Jenny sounds like my sister.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she's not always thrilled with my humor.
Don't you hate that when you have a perfectly good joke and somebody takes it personal, especially if it's about them being molested or something? I mean, take
I
a
know.
Joke.
Well, actually, that's the best thing about my sister is that she takes everything personal, so it's extra fun to, like, you know, be, like, diabolical and sadistic to her.
That's what friends are for. So you and Jenny talk a little bit on Twitter? Because she said she, when, you know, whenever I tell her I have a show or a guest, she doesn't really care.
Yeah.
But when I told
yeah.
her Jenny Mullen, she's like, oh, my God, she's so awesome. I talk to her every
oh,
once
that's
in
so
a while.
Cool. Oh, my gosh, that's so sweet. I think she's really funny. I started following her, I don't know, a while back, and then she has a blog, right?
I don't know. She used to have a blog, but she made it private. I guess somebody was
involved
in her.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, I remember
she
I was like,
she made it private
really...
from Jake.
Well, she th- I think
yeah,
she thought it was
for
me.
You,
because...
dude.
Oh, Jenny's actually
no,
on the line.
I was researching her online, and I thought she was funny, and so I was like looking her up and trying to figure out if she was. I thought she might be related to that other. There's another girl that she talks to all the time, Kelly Penn.
Oh, I see.
That's
Pentland
or something.
Jenny's actually
they're
on the line.
Relative.
Yeah,
she's not
certainly,
related to you, right?
They have a lesbian love affair, so that girl changed.
She's
her
my lover.
She's Jenny,
my
say
lover.
Hi.
So what's the deal
hi.
With that? Like.
It's nice.
Oh,
to
hi,
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny's here. This is when she'll call in. That's the only time she'll ever call in on my show.
Shut up. It's because I don't have my kids around right now. And you're full of shit that I'm not funny in real life, and you
know
that. Like you said, you're intimidated by funny women, and just because you're too dumb to get my jokes doesn't mean I'm not funny.
You're intimidated.
Well, I wanted you to call in. And I was like, how do I get Jenny to call in? Because she never calls into my show because she doesn't care about me or support me in
this
any way.
This is the
and
first
I thought,
time
if
I
say hulking
no
in the corner and not being funny, what was that?
Then I'll just think you're talking about your wife or your mother or somebody else, you fat piece of shit.
Listen,
no, anyway. I don't have my kids. My kids are not with me for the first time in a long time, and that's why there's silence in the background besides that airplane.
Oh, nice.
And that's
oh,
why I'm able to talk. But
Mullen.
It's very nice to hear your voice, Jenny Mullen, because I do
you
follow
too.
You. You're hilarious.
You're hilarious. How do you know Kelly? Like, what is that? Were you guys friends before or just via?
No, via Twitter. We met on Twitter, and I just fell in love with her, and we have a lot in common. We're kind of think the same, so we just kind of became friends. And then one time for a joke, she changed her last name to mine, and my mother started texting her and saying, are we related? Or,
I
know,
did that,
so,
too.
You know.
I
oh,
we
how funny. So that's not really her last name. And that, okay, because I was like,
no,
wait, she's got to be. Okay.
So that's how you
no,
started calling my sister?
Pardon?
There's three
no,
Jennys
we,
here, so I'm just going to
yeah.
call you Mullen. Jenny,
okay,
my
good.
Sister,
yeah.
I'm going to call you
Perfect.
Fatty.
I knew you were going to call me Fatty.
Jen, I'm going to call you Mad Lou, so everyone knows. So Mad Lou, Jenny Mullen, and Fatty. So,
nice,
Jenny,
nice.
That's why you followed Fatty was because of Kelly?
I think I found her through Kelly, but I like to know everything. I'm a total Yenta, and so I needed to know how they knew each other,
thank you, Eli, for
what the dynamic
that.
Was.
That.
You know, I just needed to know.
I
need to know
too.
Everything,
yeah, I
Jake.
Need to know more. That's
yeah.
how I answer. You're a very intelligent girl. You have like a master's, correct, or in psychology?
I'm getting
am
there,
I right about
Jen.
That?
You're ruining my.
Oh, you're
well.
Listen,
you're not doing a good enough job. You're just gabbing, and I want to hear about how smart Jenny is because
okay,
it's interesting. It's very
okay.
interesting. She's
fine.
An
Take
interesting
over.
Person.
Take over. Whatever.
All right. Fine. So tell us a little bit about you, Jenny, and your background. I know you speak two languages. Am I right?
German
yes.
and English.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. I don't know. I'm from Arizona. I went to UCLA. I studied in France for a little while, and then I lived in Germany after college, and I lived with people that didn't speak English. So hence why my, you know, my dogs all speak
immersion.
German. Yeah, I had no choice. And at first I think they thought I was like this like delightful, quiet, you know, just like doe-eyed girl, and next thing you know, I speak the language, and they're like, this chick is fucking annoying. Get her out of my life. Get her out of here.
What were
so,
you studying
yeah.
in Germany?
Well, I graduated college year early, and I had studied German Lit in school, and so I went over just kind of to diversify and also, you know, get over an eating disorder because I was an actress in L.A.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Did you get over
so, yeah,
an eating
so,
disorder?
I did.
Jenny, you
I
should go
for
to
you.
Germany.
That's awesome.
Huh?
You're
I
an
mean,
asshole, Jake.
You have to, yeah, I had an amazing nutritionist here in town who really worked it out for me.
All right.
I mean, I'm shocked. I feel like nobody ever really gets over it, but I am very proud to say that, you know, it doesn't control my life anymore.
Which one did you have? Were you bulimic?
Everything. Well, everything. I mean, I was anorexic, and then I was bulimic, and then I was just, like, taking a bunch of laxatives, and then I was just, like, being depressed. I mean, I think when you want to be skinny, you'll do anything, right?
I don't
besides,
know.
Like, maybe
it's
kill someone.
Too. It's true. It's
but
a
I
cycle,
might,
too, so once you get
right?
in it. but yeah. It's really hard to get out and break that cycle. But it is, it's like the cycle of binging and purging, that whole thing.
Yes,
so
it's all about like cognitive behavioral work, you know, like if you if you can just like, I don't know, fill your house with the things that you're afraid of, it's so crazy. But if there's so much of it that you can't, you'll eventually get over it. It's so weird. It's such a fucked up thing.
Exposure therapy.
I think that's true too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and also being, yeah, having your fears, confronting your fears like that instead of hiding from them. I think that's always a solution to a lot of.
Because don't you binge? I binge out of control. Like if I'm on an airplane and I don't have access to food, or if I'm in, you know, I freak out. Like if my house doesn't have food in it, then I'm like definitely gonna binge on something the minute I get
it. Well,
but if I'm surrounded by food, I feel safer.
See, that makes sense, though. And then you're not consumed by the thoughts of food either. I think a lot of it is, like, just stopping that whole
for a lot of people, food is a substitute for a lot of things. So it's like when you talk about being safe and all that.
Yeah.
For healthy people, food's like a meal and nutrition. For the rest of us,
I hate those people. And
yeah,
I don't know those people. Like, who are those people?
I don't know.
I didn't realize
for, like, sustenance.
I didn't realize how attached to food I was till I had to diet, and it made me cry. Like, I was like, I miss bread. I miss pasta. I started to cry.
I can't.
Like,
yeah.
It
literally depressed me for about
depressing.
2 weeks. It was like 2 weeks that it took to get over it.
You guys are yenting a little bit. You're all talking over each other.
Well, you don't realize.
We all understand each other, so.
Whatever.
We're all on the same page, Jake.
I know it's three women talking, but try and follow my lead as a male.
Four.
You finish your thought, and then you four. That's right. Finish your thought, and then let the other person speak. Someone's talking over me. I'm muting you, Jen.
I can unmute me.
And remember, Jenny Mullen is the main guest we're going here, so let her talk to the most.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Got to lay it down.
Oh, my God.
So you graduated
what
college.
Jenny Mullen saying, if you want to get over bulimia, surround yourself with Jake.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Well, here's the thing, Jenny Mullen. You are an actress.
Yes.
And I got to ask you, that's got to be the source of a lot of pressure to stay skinny. I mean.
Oh, well, also, it is, but I would also say that it's the fact that, you know, I have the best fucking most priceless magazine or newspaper clipping from when I was a kid, and it's like my parents talking about how I'm like a baby, I can't even walk, and they're talking about how they have me on a low protein diet, how I'm already exercising, you know, they're like marathon runners. My dad writes books on like diet and exercise, so I think more than being an actress, it comes from, you know, those psychopaths.
Well, that's
both,
where I was
like,
going to take you. That's where we were going, but you already went there. So they were like super nutritionists and healthy?
Yes, and they're, like, in love with themselves,
you know? No wonder you had an eating disorder.
No
That'll
wonder I'm
it.
A fucked-up actress with an eating disorder. I mean, hello.
Do you think
the
you
writing
became
wasn't on the wall.
Did you become a fucked-up actress with the eating disorder after them, or did... I mean, the eating disorder was there, but when did you become a fucked-up actress? Was that because of them, too? Or
was I born a fucked-up actress, or
yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, well, we know the eating disorders from your parents...
Yeah.
Being an actress, which I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about actors and actresses. I'll probably offend you deeply. When did you become an actress, which I think is sort of...
I hate actors. I can't believe I married one.
I know.
They're so annoying. I hate being around them. I really don't like any of my friends that are famous because they're way too much energy. They're exhausting.
Right.
And they just need too much for me, you know? I don't like it. I became an actress. I don't know. I mean, I got into theater when I was young and being ignored. Just kind of, you know, I stuck with it. Pardon?
It looks like you had a pretty successful theater career. I mean, isn't that what you went to UCLA for?
I did, yeah.
And you said you graduated a year early?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is that because you're super smart or because you were studying theater?
And, like, super manipulative. I think my, like, guidance counselor was in love with me.
So that worked.
Yeah, so that worked.
But you liked acting. I mean,
one time got roses sent to my house, and my dad was like, who are these from? And it was one of my guidance counselors.
Creepy.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Weird. Do you think I gave him the wrong message? So I sent the wrong message.
I don't know.
Somehow.
Did you, or did that help you graduate in 3 years?
I don't know.
Weird.
I think both. I think both.
So you agree with me that actors are screwed up people, right?
Actors are, like, terrible, yeah.
Okay.
They're so, it's just, like, it's a lot to deal with.
What is it
a lot
about?
To deal with.
Is it, like, it's just the
they
needing
just need
constant
so
attention?
They need so much.
What?
And they, like, hate themselves.
They do.
So
no, they
much.
Really do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally.
Well, thank
my
you.
Husband's
for,
very
I wanted
needy.
To rest for a few seconds because this is something I go off a lot on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed more than ever, especially with Twitter
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, that the average American is even more celebrity obsessed here than they've ever been. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, right? It's so weird.
And I don't think actors are worthy of it for the most part.
No, especially when. I mean,
part.
It's such a letdown when you, like, yeah, I know. I know, it's so weird.
Most
no, people
seriously.
You, well, I know, no, but like, and it's when you meet people in person, I think it's also so disappointing. You're like, really? Why do I give a fuck who you date ever?
Right. Why do you
so,
think people do that? I mean, since you were a fucked up actress or are, I mean, you've got to know from the other side. Something. You got to give me some insight on it. It
why do
reflects.
People look? I don't know. I don't read, like, those magazines and shit. I mean, if they're around, you get sucked into the pictures because who doesn't like pretty outfits?
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know. It is weird, though, right? Everyone's obsessed with E.
Yeah.
All my friends know, you know, who's marrying who, who's... I don't know. I don't really get it. I don't get it, but I think it's also I'm just like jaded because I think when you live in LA, you're just inundated and it's just the last thing you want to do with your like free time is, you know, deal with those people.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're married to an actor. You're married to Jason Biggs for people that don't know.
Right.
And he's, you know, he's obviously had success. He's a successful actor. Is he
right.
like that? I mean, I know he's your husband. You love him, but I mean,
well,
there's
is he annoying?
Yeah.
Yes, he's completely annoying, and he needs a lot of attention.
That's all husbands, men, period. So.
Yes,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, have you dated
but
anyone before
I also
before
can't
him?
Get away with a lot. Was I dating anyone before him? I
okay.
never dated an actor before him.
Okay.
I dated a writer who
okay.
was also in love with himself.
Of course, it's the same thing. So well, then answer Jen... Madly's question is: Was he more annoying than a sniveling normal man, or was he worse, Jason?
Well, he's kind of like a, you know, I mean, he's kind of a girl in certain ways. Like he's sitting down. He, you know, he knows what an espadrille is.
What is that?
An espadrille?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. No, it's like. It's like a platform shoe with like a sort of like a woven bottom. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, he's very emotional and high maintenance.
You know, speaking of that, I know we don't want to go too much into it, but I can't have you on and not talk about his awesome Twitter controversy not too long ago. I don't know how much you can
right.
talk about it. I followed it. I don't know if you know.
I will talk about it. I don't give
okay.
a fuck. Those
That's
people are fucking insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, he was tweeting some, Jen posted them on Twitter. He was like going after Republicans. He's obviously, you guys are obviously not Republican. I think that's safe to say, yeah.
But that's the funniest thing. It's like, I'm not a Republican, but I if Republicans didn't talk about religion and women's bodies, I'd
right.
actually listen to, you know, I would be open to listening to what they have to say.
Absolutely.
But because they get so fanatical and just like, I don't know, sort of ridiculous, I can't listen to any of it. So I wouldn't even say that Jason's that political. We just make fun of everything we're watching on TV.
Right.
Whether, I mean, if the DNC had been on, I would have been making fun of that too. I don't.
Right.
It wasn't
they
like
were
meant.
Just funny too. They weren't. I mean, to me, they weren't even personal attacks. They're talking about people's buttholes and genitals, and who cares? Like,
right,
I mean,
right. And Jason just tries to be like extra gross and shocking because I think.
Nice.
You know, I think he does it because his persona is like that. He's like the nice guy. So
right.
I think sometimes he goes overboard and kind of just wants to be like extra disgusting.
Well, what was the one he
sort
said
of
about
play against
her bleaching
it.
her asshole? What was the exact line?
He said, "I toast stick a pinky or two in Jana Ryan's bleached asshole. She obs bleaches her asshole." People went ballistic.
Hold on, I got to take a break and now follow your husband on Twitter real quick. because that's just awesome. So,
and
for
you
those
know
of
what?
You don't know, he is, you know, he's a successful actor and all that, but he's on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nickelodeon. And it is a kid's show, and this was the outrage. I think if you went up there and said someone bleached their assholes, no one would really care. I think the outrage was a lot of conservative moms and dads have children that watch that show. It's a kid's program, and they felt like most of his followers were probably kids that know him from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But what kids are on Twitter, first of all? Like,
no,
if you're
point.
A really good parent, what the fuck are your kids doing on Twitter? You know?
Yeah, and they're not watching American Pie or any of the other dirtiness he's done. You know, so why? I agree. Like, what? You know, we have Tiger Woods and Kobe Bryant out
and
there.
And like,
still
it's also like he just showed his dick like in a major feature film like months ago. You know, like
right.
2 or 3 months ago. So I just think it's weird that people would expect anything different. You know?
It's that weird.
Like, that's who you're dealing with.
Twitter
Pardon?
Law, but just to finish the story, there was an outrage, and they tried to.
Oh yeah.
There was a conservative group, probably the same group that went after Howard Stern all those years and whatnot, that always talked about the children, and the same one when Janet Jackson's tit popped out, they freaked out probably,
mm-hmm.
and they tried to get him thrown off the show for that tweet, right?
Oh yeah. Oh my God, you guys, we were getting phone calls from Nickelodeon saying like. You know, people are calling in, they're protesting, they want you to make an apology. It was a whole situation.
Did he apologize?
It was their fault, too, though, right? Because they're the ones that linked to his personal account, and that's just ridiculous that
yeah.
he would do that anyway.
Who, Nickelodeon?
Yeah, I just think it's like Nickelodeon
yeah.
linked
yeah.
to his personal account. I mean, when Jason worked for CBS, they said straight out, they're like, listen, you're going to have to tone down your online situation you have going on your Twitter page. And Nickelodeon never said anything. So Jason's just going about tweeting this shit that he always tweets. And, you know, I mean, he obviously didn't realize that it was his account was linked. But I just think it's, like, ludicrous for, you know, these women to be, like, sending, you know, writing in being like, oh, my God, I'm taking Nickelodeon off of my...
Yeah.
Off of my fucking, you know, cable package because of this guy. It's like... What, are you reading his tweets to your kids? Do you think that, like, his voiceover work on Ninja Turtles, he's going to be saying this shit? I really don't understand.
I do
Plus,
find
I mean,
it...
it's nothing more offensive than what the right-wingers who are pissed off are saying in the first place. I mean, I'd rather have somebody say they're going to stick two fingers in my bleached asshole than tell me that I can't fucking have reproductive rights or birth control
right.
or human fucking rights. So, I mean, that's...
Right.
Those are the same people. Those are the same fucking people. It makes no sense.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, as you know, this show is about bridging the gap between the psycho left, as I do. But I do find, I want to say to their credit, as much as they drive me crazy, those really crazy conservatives, they have, like, they're relentless, and they have absolutely no pride. And I mean this in, like, looking up. Like, they're so awesome. Because when they see something that offends them, there's no voice in their head like we probably all have when we want to go after someone and go, you know what, they're just trying to make a living. It's their personal Twitter. It's not
yeah.
Nickelodeon. We would talk ourselves out of it because it's like, well, we know better, and that's not really worth it. They organize. They are
yeah.
intensely passionate, and
intensely
I have
passionate.
The utmost respect. I think it's completely misguided and ridiculous, but at
yeah.
the same time, just imagine if those of us on the left that are complaining about them, because I lean a little to the left, imagine if we organized like that. Imagine if we had that sort of absence of pride, and we just went
right.
bullish and bullied and said, you know, fuck you, stay away from, you know, there should have been an outcry about... Like you're the
but
first
that's
thing you
like
said,
not,
Jenny, about,
I mean, that's not freedom of speech, you know? It's like, freedom of speech means you can say something and not get stoned for it, you know?
Right.
And these people are literally trying to, like, take down this guy for shit that, I mean, it's like, he didn't even say something like, everybody, you know, fuck Republicans, they're fucking asshole, you know? It was just, like, literally making a ridiculous joke that meant nothing, and they're like, let's destroy this guy's life.
But so far,
I just think that's crazy.
It is crazy.
But they're
but
not
going to
fire him.
They're not
going to
fire him, right?
I don't know. You know, I mean, they got upset with. I guess I made a tweet the other day about Dora the Explorer possibly being a drug mule, and apparently
oh,
that didn't
one.
Go over well. And I didn't even know that was a Nickelodeon show. But he called me. He's like, Jenny, you just made a tweet about another Nickelodeon show. So, I don't know. They're not psyched on us.
They're
I wouldn't say that, like, they, you know, they're thrilled about the situation.
And are you guys, do you have a plan to tone it down, or are you just going to keep going and see what happens? I mean, do you guys have a plan?
I have no plan to tone it down. It's like,
okay.
I don't care. I don't work for Nickelodeon. They can, like, fuck off, you know? It's like, I'm going to say whatever I want to say. They don't employ me, you know? With Jason,
Jason has to
deal with it. Maybe it's, you know, a bit more.
Well, let me ask you outright. I mean, I think you've already answered, but let me just ask outright. Do you think that he has some responsibility being on a show for children to watch what he tweets, or no?
Yes, you know, I do. Especially, like, if that Twitter account is, like, being put out there as, you know, this is Jason, the voice of the Ninja Turtles, check him out, you know?
Right.
But again, like you said, why would they, I mean, parents don't monitor their kids, obviously, but it wasn't meant for kids. Twitter isn't meant for...
Yeah, and can't people be more nuanced than that? Can't they have, like, different aspects to themselves that they're putting out there? I mean, someone like Bob Saget, who does, you know, what is it, Full House for years, and then has his, like, stand-up act, which is, like, filthy.
He's arguably the filthiest comic of all time, honestly.
And even, like, Shel Silverstein, and he used to write articles for Playboy all the time. He was really raunchy. I mean, even it's been like that forever. Artists, the thing about artists is, you know, that they're great at opening minds with their free thinking, and that's why we love them. And then to try to put them, it's like, it seems like they try to own artists and put them in a box and own them. And it's stupid because that, like, destroys everything that art is about, and it's so counterintuitive.
I agree.
That's a great point.
I agree. I mean, yeah, like, should Jason probably, like, shouldn't be the face of a children's network. I mean, I'm totally willing to put that out there. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's not writing the fucking Ninja Turtles, you know?
No, it's true.
He's just lending a voice.
He's doing the voiceover.
Yeah, you don't even see
him.
Right, exactly.
But you know, since you hate actors as much as I do, that actors or the face of a program ends up usually getting the credit. Like, a lot of times someone will go up to an actor and go, "I love it when you said this in the movie," and they don't have that part of their brain that goes, "Wait a minute, some writer wrote that for them." They're literally just repeating a word, and it's not their personality.
Yeah. I also love the fact that, like, the Emmys, like, everyone's like, "Oh my God, his performance was riveting." It's like, yeah, because the writing on fucking Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones or Mad Men, guess what? Those are the best writers that are out there.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, when something like that falls into their lap, yes, I think, yes, it helps if you're a great actor.
Of course.
But I think it also, I mean, I don't know. I just think writers get overlooked a lot of the time.
They absolutely do. I mean, writers are the ones that, I mean, everything you like about a show or a movie, your favorite part, like when you're having an emotional response, that's the writer. That's not the actor. Now, actor's job is to convey it, and I'm not shooting them down because they're talented actors. I just don't understand why the actor gets all the credit. And the reason I hate actors, between me and then I'll change the subject, is a lot of them, when they do win those Emmy Awards or whatnot, they go up there and they act as if they wrote it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I cannot stand
completely.
That.
Completely. Yeah,
so Jason,
because I think that they start to believe it, too.
I think they do.
Because everyone on set is like, "You're so great.
Oh,
need a cappuccino."
<That's> so
you know?
Gross. So you'll give me
that.
Yeah,
but they start to think that. I mean, I know, like, when I've been working a lot and then I come home, I'm like, "Jason, can you hand me my phone? It's, like, sitting, like, 2 inches from my body." Like, what is wrong? What happens? But, like, you know, someone's, like, worshiping you for a while, you start to, like, think, well, this is normal.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, we actually have a name for that, crumb brusher syndrome in
crumb
our family.
Brusher,
we watch that happen, having the famous mom and everything. We watch that happen so many times just in our lives.
Oh, that's so
funny.
Explain,
Jenny, what the crumb brusher syndrome is. It's awesome.
It's when you go to a really, really fancy... You go to a fancy restaurant, and in between courses, they come out with, like, this little gold thing, and they scrape all the crumbs off your table, and, like, the first time they do it, you're like, "Wow, you don't have to do that. Don't do that," and you start brushing your own crumbs, and then eventually you get to the point where you're like, "Where's that goddamn crumb brusher? I have crumbs on my..."
That's the crumb brusher syndrome, yes.
That is so funny.
Yeah, that's so
true.
Back to you. So you – I'm sorry, I'm jumping all around. You graduated
– with.
What?
Oh, sorry.
No,
I was going to say, but, like, you guys totally get it then. I mean, you know, with a famous mom, it's, like, the same thing. Like, don't you fucking hate it when, like, people are, like, kissing their ass and they treat you like you're invisible?
Yeah.
It's like, I can go somewhere with him, and it's literally, I won't even get eye contact, you know? It's just, You really see, I think when you're around somebody who's famous, you see the best in people and you see the worst in people. You really do.
Yeah, it's very true. I totally agree with that. It's a psychological
It's the scariest shit. Yeah, it really is.
Scary.
It really is.
We used to play games like with that kind of stuff where I'd walk into a store first and get ignored on Rodeo, and then my mom would walk in behind me and they'd flock to her, and then I would go over and talk to her, and it was just the
difference. I love that.
Just,
that's so funny.
You have to entertain yourself.
Well, yeah, and again, it's like I always say, one of the cult lines that I always have is that it never, what's going on over there? It never gets more sophisticated than high school. And I believe that to my core. Life, you know, I'm metaphysical. I believe in the cosmos and astral projection, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it's high school. And what celebrities are is they're the cool kids. They're the popular kids.
Yeah,
and just
completely.
Like when we were in high school, the cool kids always lacked substance. They were always, for the most part, idiots. But they were good-looking and popular. And then there was, like, the cool sort of outcasts. Those are probably the writers who are really smart, inviting, but nobody really wants to hang out with them. And that's that's how it is. And I think, you know, I love that I love that you say it. That's all I'm going to say. I appreciate that you've said that and agreed with me.
I definitely agree with you.
And you also agree that there is a little bit of responsibility. I just want to get that too, and then we can move to Jason since he is on a kid's show, there is at least, he should be a little understanding, possibly, about what he tweets, or at least changes, not be linked to Nickelodeon.
I think he either needs to not work for Nickelodeon, I agree. I think he needs, well, now that it's been brought to his attention in such a, huge way, I think he will be a bit tamer.
Okay.
I can't promise you that, though, because he tends to be one of those guys who, the minute he's in trouble, he just gets worse. Like, when I'm mad at him, he doesn't get better, he gets worse.
I was going to say, you
doesn't
could
deal well
for
with that.
Which would be hilarious.
No.
Oh, my God, I should start.
They go after you, too. Don't they go after you? I mean, I've seen a lot of the things about that whole controversy, and it's, like, about you, most of it.
Oh, yeah, because they thought that I was, like, saying that I wanted to, like, him to rape eighth-grade children. They think that I think abortion is funny. Pardon?
What did you say about eighth-grade children?
This was back in like May, and I think I said something along the lines of, my husband is nominated for a Teen Choice Award. You know what that means? Tons of eighth grader pussy. Make sure your kids vote.
Okay. So, on the flip side, so I got you to agree. Let's go to the other side, the anti-conservatives. So, like I said, I'm bridging the gap. Let's go make fun of those people. That's funny, right?
Well, I think anyone who doesn't know I'm kidding is a fucking moron.
Right.
Right.
I just don't understand. I can't believe there's anyone out there that would actually think I'm legitimately saying, I can't wait for Jason to have sex with eighth graders. And
there
that
are people that do.
Well, it's crazy. And they also said
there are people that think you're serious, I'm saying.
No, I know. There are. And I think it's also funny that, like, they think that I'm saying that, he's going to rape them against, they keep saying that it's like, that he's going to rape them against their will. And also that he was going to finger Jana Ryan's asshole against her will. To which I say, no, I'm thinking Jana Ryan would be psyched on Jason fingering her asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I think she would be wanting to do that, I think.
He's a great guy,
you know? She should be fucking honored.
So all that's pretty much that. But I got to say, I did a show a long time ago, and this is something I did it about, I don't know if you remember the kid that killed himself, and the gay kid that was so supposedly outed on video, and he killed himself, and they put Ravi, his roommate, on trial.
Oh,
you remember
wow.
that whole thing?
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay.
We don't have to hash it up, but I was defending the Ravi guy, because first of all, when I went and looked at the facts, basically all he did for the most part was he did invade the kid's privacy, didn't out him, but what they got him on and what everyone was upset about were basically tweets. He said, just found out my roommate's gay, great, things like that. Well, the gay mafia, who I fight with pretty much weekly, I love my gay friends, but man, they're out of their fucking mind sometimes. They wanted him to go to life in prison for that.
What?
So it's not just, I just want to say, again, bridging the gap, it's not just the crazy conservative Christian right-wingers that are sitting there. It comes on all sides, and basically we all have to be really careful what we tweet, because I think those of us that are people
are
here to have fun and to make points and make laugh. You know, we're the, you know, the, we get it. There's a host of people that don't. And
I know.
I think sometimes we need to maybe think before we tweet. Yesterday I tweeted a joke. Somebody asked me about my marriage or something, and I tweeted, they're like, you're happily married, and I said, not for long, because I usually joke about how my wife hates me. It's one of my things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I make this joke, not for long, and I'm looking at it and go, this is stupid. It doesn't make sense. It sounds horrible. So I delete it, and then I come back with, my wife hates me, right? I'm laughing. Well, that tweet, not for long, went on my Facebook. I didn't know. And my wife's best friend's sister saw it. And my wife got about 10 phone calls yesterday about, oh, my God, you guys are getting a divorce. My wife had no idea.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. And that's a small thing. And basically, after my wife called me and tore me a new asshole, her last thing was, you've got to think before you tweet, she said. You've got to think before you tweet. And sometimes I don't. And I'm small. Like, nobody even really pays attention. I imagine
small.
For you and Jason, or this Robbie case, or any of Jenny, too. I mean, all of us, it's... There's those of us that get it and have
it's
a decent
true.
Sense of humor, and there's those of us that, you know, are psycho, and you've got to be.
No,
and
I mean
it's being used
totally
in court
true.
Cases now. I mean, it's obvious with the Robbie, but it's being. I mean, it'll be in divorce cases soon.
Yes.
And you know, just,
I know.
It's a strange phenomenon.
I always get afraid of saying anything like, you know, I want to kill Jason because what if he dies and then they're gonna go to that and be like, you killed him. It's obvious. I always think about that. I do, honestly.
I talk about
honestly,
killing people
a lot.
I'm glad I'm nobody.
I know, thank God.
I mean, they
I'm
could
nobody.
Come after you, though. Like, it is really scary. I mean, Twitter is a dangerous animal.
I agree.
You know, but it also, it's like, I feel like it's like changed my career in a lot of ways. So I can't say that I'm, you know, I regret doing it.
No, of course not. And again, I think you're, like I said, I followed you this morning, and within 10 minutes I was peeing myself laughing. So obviously Twitter has an amazing ability to have people find you that otherwise wouldn't. And I do see that you have, I got to ask you if it's defined as a blog or not, your smokingjacket.com?
Is it a blog? I don't know. I guess it's a standing blog with them.
Okay. And what is it? Is that what you do primarily? For work or for your time, or is it fun?
No.
Well,
I
know
no.
You were
I'm
just in a movie and all that. But.
I'm actually, like, I'm about to do a pilot.
Okay.
I have a feature film that just is with a company that just took it out to actresses, annoying actresses. I'm about to go out with a TV show pitch, and I have a book proposal. So, like, I mean, I'm really, that right now has, like, doesn't, I don't have enough time. I don't really have a lot of time to do the Smoking Jacket articles currently.
Okay.
But I do have one coming out called The People versus Jason Biggs.
Awesome. I cannot wait. Because I was going to say, I see that you've actually written scripts.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a writer.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's talk about you and your career now for a little bit. I know that you're an actress. I got to also tell you, I'm a kind of a Whedon geek. So
oh, you are?
I'm one of those. I've been holding it back. So hard for this interview, but I was a big, you know, Buffy and Angel fan. So I'm familiar with you.
Yeah.
I'll leave you out.
Oh, wow. Thank
how
you.
Familiar I am too, but.
My ex was a writer on the show, actually.
On Angel?
On Angel and Buffy, yeah.
Okay. Who or no? You want to say it? No?
Drew Goddard.
Oh, jeez, okay. See, that's...
I feel like big Whedon fans, like, always know who that is, and so I feel like... I mean, it means nothing to most people, but since you're a Whedon fan, I thought I'd give you that.
Thank you. No, I do know who that is. And that's the coolest thing, because I get a lot of crap for liking Buffy, because I fucking hate that show, True Blood. I think True Blood is a complete rip-off of
Buffy.
I'm
not into True Blood, right?
Thank you. I knew you were smart.
I love
True Blood. I love it. But I like gore.
I love Game
I like
of Thrones.
I haven't seen it, but would you agree with me that True Blood is a cheap knockoff of Buffy, and then I can move off the Whedon talk?
Yeah, True Blood, I just don't, I think it gets too, like, campy.
Thank you. God.
And Joss is just, like, a fucking genius, you know?
Yes.
I just, I think that he is brilliant, and I just think that his writing is superior. I mean, I love Six Feet Under, so, like, I don't think Alan Ball is, like, a hack or anything, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of Joss's.
Well, I put it this way. Since you know, you like writing, and we both hate actors, it's, to me, whenever I meet someone who's a Buffy fan and knows someone like Drew Goddard, to me, that puts them in an echelon of being a certain amount of level of intelligence. except for Cardi.
Thank you. Thank you.
So anyway, I know you with your work as an actress, and I know you were in, was it Crazy Stupid Love or Stupid Crazy Love?
I was, yes.
Yeah, I can never get the title right. But anyway, so I know you're acting. I didn't mean to say, like, let's blog your primary source of income. What I'm asking is that primarily what you do?
Oh, no, I don't care. I actually don't really have a primary source of income except Jason.
Okay,
that's,
good, because he's working.
Like, he pays most of my bills.
That's awesome. God, marriage is awesome.
I mean, you know, whatever.
But if you could do anything right now, if I said, I'm a genie, I'm going to grant you one wish for your career, would it be acting, writing, or I guess, or directing? Are you into directing? Not really.
I don't really direct. I don't have, like, the patience for
that. Would you prefer to be an actor or a writer if you had to pick one?
Well, now that, no, I would say that, like, the writing has, like, changed, like, course of everything for me. You know, it's like, I don't know if you should read the story that I wrote for The Smoking Jacket about bleeding all over this producer's couch. That was like when I first got my, that was like my first script that kind of like got off and started, you know, actually, you know, doing something. But I would say that now that I write, I mean, saying someone else's words seems so boring.
Right.
I still, you know, it's like I still like have to kind of do some of that, but I couldn't not write now that I have that. I wouldn't ever want to give that up, you know.
And is that kind of what Twitter gives you? I mean, for me it does. It's kind of like and Jenny, I know my sister who's awesome at Twitter. It's sort of a place to write, you know, in short little bursts, but you can really work that writing bug out.
Yeah, it's helped me. Yeah, I can try a lot of things out and I don't know. I mean, the guy that found my script or that, you know, that wanted to do the feature found me off of Twitter. And I don't know, this other pilot that I did, like, also came about because of, like, you know, it was based around a certain, you know, I tweet a lot about, like, my crazy girlfriends, and so it came out of that. So I don't know. Yeah, I think that the Twitter has really, it's, like, democratized, you know, comedy in a way. And it's like anyone who has a voice or something to say, it's like you can get it out there immediately, and it gets seen, you know, and especially if you keep doing it. The more you do it, the more people you get, the more eyes. It's a really great tool if used properly.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, as you know, there's a downside to it as well.
Right, yeah, yeah. Acting is so boring now, you know? Like, acting isn't what it used to be, you know? It's just like, I mean, unless you're working for Joss or, like, you know, you're Bryan Cranston or Peter Dinklage. But, you know, like, I'm usually playing, like, someone's lame girlfriend, and that's not fun.
It's no fun, right?
That's fucking boring. Yeah, so this is, I definitely prefer being able to, like, write my own shit.
And where can, I mean, a plug, so to say, I mean, obviously your Twitter name is at Jenny and Teets.
Yes.
And you're also,
my Twitter name is at Jenny and Teets.
And then the Smoking Jacket I saw is listed on your Twitter page.
Yes. I'm doing this thing. I don't know if it's going to be good. Maybe you guys shouldn't watch it. But Participant Media, I'm doing this thing for them on YouTube where it's like weekly I'm talking about different sex topics.
Awesome. I'm there.
So that will be upcoming. And then I'm shooting a pilot that I'm doing for Oxygen where I'm basically the female Ashton Kutcher, you guys. I get to, like, punk people.
Awesome.
Nice.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
That's sold or that's in pilot stage?
It's a pilot. It's sold in, as far as, like, it's Oxygen owns it. But, they haven't, like, put an order in yet. We're shooting the pilot in a couple weeks.
All right. Well, Jenny, do you have anything else to say? I mean, we went way long, so I figure you probably want to get going. Do you have anything else to plug?
Me? Do I have anything else to plug?
I mean, we're going to do the news. You're welcome to stay and stuff, but I always like to get the
watch Jason's new show, Orange is the New Black, on Netflix. It's
What's
not
that?
Out yet,
it's
but it's coming.
Pure
it's Jenji Cohen's new project. Pardon?
It's a new show, or?
Yeah, it's the woman who created Weeds.
Oh, Jenji.
Oh, nice.
Jenji, yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
And that's only can be seen only on Netflix?
Yes.
That's the way it's going.
I like to keep him only on Netflix, you guys.
He can tweet what he wants on Netflix.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
exactly. He's under control.
You know Gregory Sipes, then, who's the voice of, I believe, Michelangelo, works with your husband.
He's friends with your mom, right?
Yeah, actually,
yeah.
Him and I had 30 Seconds of Fame once. A lot of people know, but me and Greg were on a reality show together, Roseanne's Nuts, about my mom and Jenny.
How funny. I think I saw some of that.
Yeah, Sipes played our gay friend and neighbor, although he swears he's not.